Good afternoon, KD&K listeners. My name is Hallie Zander, and I am the project coordinator for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Over the past few months, I have been interviewing a lot of people who have been connected to ASYEP over the past 20 years. Alumni, teachers, directors, and more. Even as a current staff member, there was a lot about the program's history and its impact that I didn't know. And we are really excited to share these firsthand experiences with you. So we hope you enjoy this first installment of our trip down memory lane. The following alumni will share some of their experiences from the past 20 years.
Proof that sometimes at the darkest times when you think the worst possible thing that could happen has happened, which for me was losing my job at Bridges because it was so special to me. You know, it was so dark for a little bit, but knowing that all things happen for a reason and I wouldn't be here in this place where I actually get to teach students who like art.
This is Katie Curry, an ASYEP alumna who is now working at Yampa Mountain High School in Glenwood Springs. She was one of the original students in the first Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program class.
I started, it wasn't even ASYEP yet when I started. Anne Marie taught us, and it was just the KD&K Youth Radio Program at that point. When she started Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, we began to have a little bit more structure in it, which as an eighth grader, I was like, you want me to do talking on the radio? So at the moment, I remember being like, can't I just go back in and play music? That was so much more fun. However, we were pushed to choose a topic, find somebody from the community who was knowledgeable about it. We would set up interviews, record them, invite them live into the studio, where we would interview them on air. And while at the time I thought it was so much less fun than just going in and putting on CDs, I feel like I learned a lot about public speaking. I learned a lot about interacting with adults in a professional manner. And I learned a lot about speaking on the radio because we weren't allowed to just play music anymore. We were actually leading an on-air live interview with someone. I remember at one point that I interviewed a woman who had been living with AIDS for 20 years or something, and she was married to someone who did not have AIDS and was not HIV positive. And I remember putting together this whole show about sexually transmitted diseases and HIV and AIDS and how someone could live with it and how it impacted her life and the ways in which it didn't impact her life and how she was able to be with a partner for 20 years who was not HIV positive and how all that worked. And I remember thinking that that was really interesting. I feel like I'm a public speaker for my profession. Speaking to people, speaking to groups of people, talking to parents who I don't know, cold calling them, like, it's something that I do all the time. But my first experience with that actually came from Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Why radio? Why was that an interesting medium for you?
I was not cool at all in eighth grade. And it made me feel cool. It gave me some sort of self-confidence. I was proud to be on the radio. It is something that I could tell my friends. Well, I have my own radio show.
Katie has a lot to say about how she gained confidence in public speaking from ASYEP. And she sees the biggest value that ASYEP gives students is options.
It's a great opportunity. Anything that we can provide for students to do after school is good. And I love that not all students fit within the go play basketball or go play soccer, join these sports teams. How about chess club? Like, I wasn't into any of those things. None of those things interested me at all. But youth radio did interest me, and it was something that I could go do after school that it didn't feel like I was being forced into some stupid club at school. You know, it was something that I chose for myself, but it was also a really good activity for me to do after school. And no two kids are the same. Not every student falls into the bubble of the sports clubs or the academic clubs or drama. I think it's important to have options for other students as well.
So I was part of that program when, like, on its inception. So we used to, it's really funny to remember all this stuff.
Yeah.
So Anne-Marie Zanka, which...
this is Jeremiah. He was also a part of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program at its inception. Together, we spoke about why radio is such a fantastic tool for getting kids to open up and why ASYEP was so accessible for him and his family.
I think that why the program is important and relevant is because I think it's good to create a space for kids, actually, like, teaching kids to, like, you know, interview or, like, be disciplined and, like, do stuff on the computer, editing things together. But I also think that the just the free space to kind of explore and be themselves, I think that's a huge thing too.
I've been hearing this theme from a lot of the alumni of the program and current students that say exactly that, that it gives you this freedom and it helps you find your voice. And I guess my question is, how is radio uniquely equipped to do that?
I don't know that radio has a like a monopoly on it, but I think media is engaging. And I think it's something that, like, maybe kids would already be interested in. And I think that's what's cool too. It was cool to be able to go to the radio station, which is like this legit enterprise or whatever. And then, you know, you're playing your music. Sometimes you want to change the station sometimes with some kids or whatever, but I think it's definitely a positive thing. I think it fosters community and creativity, offers support. I grew up, like, low income and stuff like that. So, like, to have, like, an opportunity like that, it was kind of out of my wheelhouse or whatever that means. So to have an opportunity, it was just good. And it didn't ask anything of me or my family. It was just, like, show up and have a positive thing.
And when I spoke to Jeremiah, he really dug into why music helped him connect to others and why radio helps connect with students who don't feel drawn to sports and academic activities after school.
Some kids are going to be, like, into school sports or, you know, band or something like that. And I never had that kind of stuff. So I think it was really good to have something that, like, to be part of, to have, like, a safe space. A lot of the kids, like, I wouldn't have been exposed to that. And probably a lot of the kids that are part of the program would never have been exposed to a radio station soundboard or any of that stuff. Like, they wouldn't have thought that, like, they have the agency to be part of something like that. So I think it's empowering, which is great because that's the name of the program, whatever form it takes. Just creating engagement, but also, like, letting kids flourish on their own. So just being that space is very important because you're cultivating the next generation, and these kids are going to grow up, they're going to get older. You don't forget things that were positively impactful on you. You know, it's like kids need to be offered those opportunities and felt like they deserve. It may be for some and not for others, but probably some, like, just take to it like water. And yeah, so you never know who you could affect and what that could mean.
When I first spoke with Nico, he wasn't only exceedingly polite and enthusiastic, but he had also just been thinking about ASYEP when I called.
Okay, great. How's it going?
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. You're so polite. I don't think we've met before.
Well, I'm Nico.
Yeah, yeah, I'm Hallie. Nice to meet you.
It's funny that you contacted me about this because lately, I've been thinking about the radio a lot. The Bluetooth of my car broke. It kind of forced me to start listening to radio again. There's this radio that I found here. I'm in Hawaii. It's a university radio, and I've been loving it. And it kind of brought a lot of memories back from doing the youth empowerment program with Katie and Kay. So and then you messaged me. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Since Nico has left the Roaring Fork Valley, he has made a name for himself as a photographer and videographer in Hawaii. But even after all of his success, he still holds his time at ASYEP close to his heart. It was a unique and special time in his process of growing up.
I carry so much, like, in my heart, and, like, of that experience, to be honest. Like, it's something that I always kind of reminisce, come back to that. We did so much. We met so many people. I still remember a lot of those days.
Can you tell me why you hold such a special place in your heart for the youth program?
First of all, for me, I don't know, doing radio was very interesting, the learning process of it, just the studio and learning how things happen behind the scenes, right? But then I think after you start doing it for a while, you realize that all these people are there listening to you, and then you have a voice, and you have a voice to communicate things. Or even if you're, like, let's say, playing music, you know, you're kind of like trying to project a certain feeling to people, right? But honestly, like, beyond that, I feel like being a Latino in the Valley, having that acceptance, having that voice that can reach out there. Because honestly, like, we also got calls from people that were not Hispanics and people that were cheering us on that, you know, necessarily weren't, like, just Spanish speaking, but they love the music or they love the energy. Like, know that you have that voice to express yourself. It kind of makes you feel like you're truly, like, part of that community. I think that was huge. Maybe I didn't realize it too much then, but I see that now. And the people that help you go through there and the people that guide you and coach you and things like that, I'm like, wow, the energy, the work, the love that you guys put into this, it's just, like, amazing.
You told me that you were in a show with Sergio. Can you speak a little bit to your dynamic and what you all did on the show?
He's not listening, like, on another channel, is he?
Right. He's not here.
Because knowing him, I know he would pop up at any moment and be like, eh. It was fun because he's one of my best friends, first of all. And, you know, went to high school together and everything. And his family is like family to me. It was kind of one of those things that, and him being from Mexico, me being from Argentina, we had enough of a difference to kind of either make fun of each other or play with each other's languages a little bit. And it kind of gave us a little edge, right? Which was really fun. It was nice being in a different atmosphere that wasn't just school, that wasn't like a regular thing, and just communicate things out to people. He's like super charismatic. And like, he just loved doing it. I think being able to learn how to express yourself, how to put thoughts together, kind of trains your mind in a way that to become a little more effective, to become a little more personable, to smile when you talk, to try to project a certain feel, a certain energy to people through your work, being a voice or being sound, with me, with video photography. It does shape your character in a way that is certainly positive.
Each of the alumni that I spoke to from the early years discussed these trips that Anne-Marie Zanka used to take the students on. They'd go to D.C. and Portland for professional radio conferences. I'll let Nico tell you here why it was valuable for him and for his career.
And they had these classes, and we learned a lot. We learned a lot about creative writing. We learned a lot about little things that can make a difference when communicating messages, right? Stories, the importance of story, which even in film, right? It's huge now, so.
Stay tuned to this broadcast to hear a clip of one of Nico's most recent projects.
So my name's Tony Mendez. I was involved with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I think it was in 2007 and 2008. I know I was in high school. It was a while ago. Our group might have been one of the first groups actually to go through the program. Went to Vermont, went to law school, and graduated from law school. And we knew that this is where we wanted to be. So we moved back here, and now I'm trying to become a lawyer.
Tony has been doing a lot since he graduated high school. Living in Edwards, Colorado now, Tony just took the bar and is that much closer to becoming a licensed Colorado lawyer.
How did you develop the voice that you have today to be able to be a lawyer?
Really, I think it's because of programs like the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program that I felt so strongly about vocalizing my opinion, my beliefs, and other people's beliefs, you know, and being that amplifier. It matters, and it's important to be able to stand up for what one believes in. The program itself, you know, it did teach me analytical skills, how to create news segments, how to use the programs behind a radio station, and how timing of everything. I thought that the program itself was and still is a very powerful program, teaching high school students, showing them that their voice matters, that they do have a voice, that they have the ability to go onto a radio and talk about what they believe in and to create stories. I think that that's what I really enjoyed most about the program itself. You can take just about anything and give it a voice and amplify it. So for me, at least, it's less about me, right? It's getting rid of that id or that ego, and it's more about how you can amplify other people's voices. And I felt like the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program really amplified that just by being a program there for the community. And it's all about the local aspect of it, which I think is very important, especially here on the Western Slope. The program itself brought students from different high schools to one location. So we got to meet people and build those friendships. And then we got to work with each other. It's a local radio station, you know, it's locally run, it's locally funded. We would go out with our recorders and interview people on the street in Carbondale, you know, and that really made the collaboration enjoyable. It didn't feel like work. It was just fun.
What was your favorite part of the program? The biggest takeaway that you remember?
Really, what I wanted to say is that radio is amazing. Locally run radio is even better. Just the ability to be able to, in a sense, pivot. Being locally run and being focused on the local issues really gives local stations the ability to innovate. Even though it may seem like it doesn't innovate that much, like, radio is radio. I've been listening to KDNK since the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Like, I moved to Vermont and I have an Alexa device, and I would ask Alexa to play KDNK all the way in Vermont. And I think I might have called in one time all the way from Vermont. And it's just nice feeling connected still to the community, knowing that I might not physically be there. And I think that that's a special thing that happens when you can develop that sense of community and know that people are listening and they do care.
And the way Tony spoke about KDNK, I wondered if he would ever come back to join our radio family.
Would you ever consider coming back to DJ?
Definitely. I haven't stopped thinking about DJing since I stopped, actually.
Oh, man. I mean, what is the magic of it, do you think?
For me, it's the ability to be able to communicate. I think that the communication is a very powerful thing. Stations like KDNK provide regular people the ability to go out and create something and to either have a show or to even just to play music. There could be some really underground type music that 99% of the world doesn't know about. And you could have a local DJ playing that on the air live. And there will be people listening to it, potentially anywhere in the world. And I think that that is such a powerful tool to communicate ideas more than anything else. And that's really what attracts me to it. Whether it's in business, for example, and you have businesses coming in and advertising at a local radio station, or it's high schoolers who are in learning about how a radio station runs and learning about the process and creating new segments and being live on the radio. Like, the power that people have to be able to communicate their ideas through the airwaves is such an amazing thing.
I'm Sophia Clark, and I was part of Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program throughout high school. So from 2004 to 2008, I was a youth DJ at the time. It was very different back then. It was mostly DJing. There were one or two nights for youth DJs, and we would also get the chance to go to community radio, youth radio conferences, which was really cool.
Why did you originally join the program?
Probably to hang out with my friends. It was a big social scene, which was really awesome. It was like a really fun social scene and a really great way to connect over music. Also, it was always bilingual. I just remember like sharing music with each other, like learning about music. I learned a lot of Spanish from participating, and it was really fun. I think it's pretty awesome to have a space that was like just for young people to share what is inspiring and interesting. I think that was definitely a really beneficial thing to have. And like talking on the radio is just, it is the position of influence. There's thousands of listeners potentially. at any given moment. I don't really know what the numbers are, but like anyone tuning into KDNK is going to hear what these young people have to say at that moment. And so I think that's really special. And I know that that felt good for me as a young person. Sharing our interests and whatnot publicly was just a unique experience. I don't feel like I was necessarily challenged in the way that maybe the program is structured now, but I think it exposed me and everyone to things like journalism. And so I feel like it definitely influenced my values in politics to some extent. Just having a station like KDNK, having it be so accessible to be a part of media creation, I think is a very empowering thing. I mean, I always reflect fondly on those times. I think it was a really special time and like great outlet as a teenager.
From 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, you'll hear Sophia's band, Let Them Roar, doing a live performance and being interviewed by our Andy Zanka Youth News team right here on KDNK. Stay tuned to hear more alumni voices later in the broadcast.